Jekka News, you need to know now.
Joburg and Polokwane reach a high of 22 this afternoon, Pretoria 23. We start in Bloemfontein, where the funeral service for Olorato Mongale will take place at City Hall this morning. The 30-year-old's body was found dumped in Lombardy West in Joburg 2 hours after she left for what was supposed to be a date with a man. Deputy Police Minister Polly Boshielo will attend the service. Meanwhile, the police have cleared a man initially thought to be a suspect in the murder of Mongale. Her alleged killer, Philang Nkosi Makanya, was shot and killed by police in KwaZulu-Natal on Friday, while his accomplice, Bongani Mtinkulu, remains on the run. National Police spokesperson Athlenda Mate says preliminary investigations revealed Fezile Ngubane, who was handed over to KwaMashu Police on Friday, was a victim of ID theft.
Makanya allegedly identified Ngubane as a soft target and took his ID smart card and used it to wreak a SIM card that Makanya would use to commit his long list of kidnapping and robbery crimes targeted at young women. At times, it's alleged that he would use Ngubane's bank card to buy at various clothing stores.
Makanya was found with nearly 30 IDs and 20 cell phones in his possession. The Inkatha Freedom Party says it's mourning the loss of its deputy chief whip, Ketamabala Sithole, who was gunned down in Katlehong last night in what the party calls an assassination. The 68-year-old served in parliament since 2010 and was a respected leader in the IFP's National Council. In the same incident, the party's provincial secretary, Alko Ngobeze, was shot and sustained injuries. The party has urged law enforcement to swiftly bring the perpetrators to justice. President Cyril Ramaphosa has lauded late ANC stalwart Gertrude Shoppe for the personal sacrifices she made in the fight for liberation. Shoppe, a former president of the ANC Women's League and a recipient of the Silver Order for Meritorious Service, died at the age of 99. Delivering the eulogy at her funeral yesterday, Ramaphosa recalled when Shoppe abandoned her teaching job in protest against Bantu education.
Abandoning one's personal aspirations in pursuit of a greater cause is the very epitome of servant leadership. Umam Shoppe did precisely that. There are arguably few amongst us who would today do the same. Such was this caliber of leadership.
And finally, in rugby news, the Bulls came from behind to score a dominant win in an 11-try match against a fighting Edinburgh side in their semi-final clash at Loftus. Coach Jake White praised his team's tenacity.
Not many teams that go 21-8 down in a quarterfinals and win it as convincingly as we did at the end there. But, you know, I think one lesson that we can't ignore is that we can't play with 14 men and give them two tries while you're down with 14 men and think you're always going to come back and win. I was just very happy that there was like a lot of fight and a lot of resilience and also learning.
Meanwhile, the Sharks have also made it through to the Final Four after a nail-biter against Munster. With the score tied at 24 each, the match went into extra time. And when that score remained unchanged, the match went to penalty kicks for the first time in URC history, where the Sharks landed 6 kicks, 2 more than Munster. I'm Martina van der Walt-Elers. Hoofnuus die uur, Olorato Mongale word vandag in Bloemfontein ter ruste gelê.
Jacaranda FM plays
sensible, except when I get hit with rejection. To turn me down, well, that's just unethical. I'll turn into someone you're scared to know.